Steve White. So does the name Patricia Panicho ring any bells? Well, it's a name that was very much in the spotlight last week as Miss Panicho made the headlines as Italy's first female football coach. She was appointed to manage the under-16s national football team, all male, which got tongues wagging. A female manager in a man's world. Well, Miss Panicho herself said that a softer voice is not a symbol of weakness, but of confidence. But what's it like to be, on the other side, a male manager in a predominantly female world? Well, Chris Nieper is the managing director of David Nieper, a company specialising in classic ladies' wear and luxury nightwear. 88% of the workforce is female, and Chris joins me now. Chris, when we say 88%, first of all, how many is that?
Yeah,
how many?
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we have 277 staff. And 243 of those are female.
Okay, so how do you find that then, being the boss of a predominantly all-female team?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? It's never occurred to me that that was particularly unnatural, and it is slightly more natural to have a mixed workforce. But yes, we have almost totally female-dominated workforce. In fact, the senior team we have are entirely women. The head of manufacturing, finance, IT, customer service, logistics, HR, the whole lot at this point in time are all female. So it is a female-led workforce at the moment.
And do you think that's a good sign of how far we've come over the years?
It is a good sign. It is a good sign. And I find the company is much the stronger for it. We've been successful for 55 years and we've always been this way. I find one of the advantages is that the women are very loyal and caring, and they create a homely atmosphere. Something about a family business, which if you're in a family business like ours, people like that welcoming, caring, sharing environment. It's like an extended family.
And do you find that you don't get that from all male teams?
Well, it is different. It is different. But the product which we have is female clothes, and it's very natural for women to enjoy serving and making and designing clothes for women. And that sort of intuition that they have helps us with the customers. If you're talking to a customer about the clothes she's going to wear or the underwear she's going to wear, it's much better if it is a woman. She understands how the customers think.
How do you rapport with the staff and the workforce? Do you have much of a rapport with them, or do you just leave them to get on with the job?
No, we have lots of rapport. We talk all the time. That's very, very important. And with a large workforce, it's important that you have teams and people work together. And if you have a team, a group of people, you don't need somebody who's particularly dominant in the room. You need people who will get on together and work together and understand how each other thinks. That's one of the powers of having a respecting workforce.
I have a friend who runs a company that he's a tailor, so he makes men's suits, but it's a much smaller company than yours, and he's in a very similar position. He's got a team of 10 women who all do all the sewing and the making, and he says even though he's the boss, he just stays out of there. He just leaves them all to it. It's the best way. That's how the company runs. He does his bit. He knows he can leave them to do theirs, and you know, never the twain shall meet kind of thing.
It's a good example, actually, in sewing. You do traditionally have male tailors, and that is men sitting at sewing machines. So we have actually 70 sewing machinists, and one of them is male, and a good one too.
So do you think women prefer a male boss?
I think you better ask them that.
From talking to them, though, how do they respond to you when you do have meetings and things?
Well, I find it's important to not be too dominant. You have to be understanding and listening. And if you share dilemmas, they'll often find the right answer. You find women are very good negotiators. They'll get to the end point more intuitively and often more quickly than a very decisive, dominant male.
Have you ever managed a team of all male workers?
Well, we do have different parts of the company. One is print, and that's almost entirely male. Our engineering and our IT and our mechanical section is almost entirely male. So that is different, yes.
And do you find it odd in this day and age, in the day of equality in 2017, to actually stand up and say, yes, there is a difference between female workers and men workers, male workers?
Well, we have the ultimate meritocracy. We choose people only on ability, and there are no glass ceilings. And that's the important thing. The best people get to the top, and they do the jobs.
Regardless of gender. Chris, stay with us. We'll talk more in a few minutes' time after Elkie Brooks here on BBC Radio Derby. A dying flame.
you're free again. Who could love do that to you? All dressed in
If You Think It's Over on BBC Radio Derby. I'm Steve White in the company of Chris Nieper, who's the managing director of David Nieper, a company specialising in classic ladies' wear and luxury nightwear. 80% of the workforce is female. We're talking about this following the story last week of Patricia Panicio from Italy. She was appointed as the first female coach of an all-male team, so we're talking about what it's like on the other side of that now, as a male boss working to a predominantly female workforce. So remind me of how many employees you have, Chris, and how many of them are female?
Yes, good morning, Steve. At this point, we have 277 staff, and of those, 243 are female.
Well, let's talk about your female workforce then. And you've got people there of all ages, haven't you? Did you notice a change in attitudes amongst the older ones, the middle-aged ones, the younger ones who are coming through the ranks? What's that like?
Yes, we do have a slightly more mature workforce. The average age over the whole company is 50, and in the sewing it's actually 54. And I think it rather suits, the family business rather suits women returners and mothers who have children to look after, who like the opportunity to have a flexible working environment, a company that really understands the home-life balance.
Do you find that younger people are applying for jobs, though, that younger females are applying to join your
yes,
team?
Yes, they do, but particularly those who've got children and are wanting to come back into the workplace. It's a great opportunity. And then once they're in the workplace, they stay. We have remarkable loyalty, which I'm very grateful for. In fact, the average career is just over 10 years at David Nipa, which is twice the national average. So they must enjoy it.
And again, do you find that that's more from your female employees than it is from your male employees?
I don't think we've ever calculated whether females stay longer than males.
They're more loyal.
But that loyalty is part of enjoying what you do, passing on skills to the next generation, being involved and building up a family, if you like, or making friends in a caring, sharing company.
Do you do much to encourage the next generation to get into this industry, particularly the females of the next generation?
Well, we do. We do. We have two things, actually. One is we have a sewing academy at the company, which trains people to sew, to dress make, gives them the skills to make clothes, to put on collars, insert sleeves, etc., etc. And that's for people wanting to join the company or wanting to learn about sewing anyway. Mm-hmm. And the other thing we do is we sponsor a school, a secondary school, in fact, the only secondary school in Alfreton. It's a school for 850 pupils from the ages of 11 up to 18, and that has been renamed now as the David Nipa Academy. And I think that's a visible sign of the company really looking after the next generation. It's an incredible corporate responsibility, a big donation to the town.
The key question, can you sew yourself?
I can a little bit. I can certainly repair things, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steve, I find myself incredibly fortunate to be surrounded by capable, professional and reliable women.
And I want to pick you up on something that Patricia Panicchio said last week. Her comment was that a soft voice is not a symbol of weakness, but of confidence. How do you find yourself speaking to your workforce? Do you find yourself speaking to the females differently to the males when it comes to the tone of your voice?
Well, there is no autocratic atmosphere. It's much better to discuss things, I find, and share dilemmas and ask their opinions. And if you explain carefully where we're trying to go, they will find the route there. They will find the best way. They'll negotiate the way there. We even have a female prime minister, remember?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, listen, Chris, it's great to talk to you today. Thank you for coming in. I really
Pleasure.
Appreciate
Thanks,
your time.
Steve.
Chris Nipa, the managing director of David Nipa here on BBC Radio Derby.